Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Happy Friday afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is November 6th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify three car burglars who were flipping car door handles in the unincorporated area of Ritter Road and Duff Road near Settlers Creek Circle in North Lakeland shortly before 5 a.m. Friday, October 30th. Two vehicles were reported to have been burglarized. Each one had been left unlocked. If you recognize any suspects or have information that could be helpful to the investigation, please contact Detective Marshall at 863-577-1625. Reference the case 20-42095. Once again, you can call Detective Marshall, 863-577-1625. The reference case number is 20-42095. If you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. From your cell phone, you can dial **TIPS. Visit the website, heartlandcrimestoppers.com, and click Submit a Tip, or download the free P3 Tips app on your smartphone or tablet. You will always remain anonymous when you send a tip through Heartland Crime Stoppers, and you are eligible for a cash reward if your information leads to an arrest. Text to 911 is now available in Hardy County, which gives individuals the ability to make an emergency call via text message. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office text to 911 installation process initially began in November of 2018 and was finalized last week, October 2020. If you must text 911, please keep messages brief. Text the location, nature of emergency, and your name. Avoid slang and abbreviations. Don't text and drive, and avoid text lingo as information can be misinterpreted. Your local events, breaking the Peace River Balloon Festival, hosted by the Wauchula Lions Club, originally scheduled for tomorrow, has been postponed for the safety of the balloonists and consideration of the public due to the pending weather advisories by the National Weather Service. Once again, the Peace River Balloon Festival has been postponed for the safety of the balloonists and consideration of the public due to the weather advisories by the National Weather Service. We will announce when the festival will be rescheduled. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, next Friday on November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are now available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Sebring Village and Villa del Sol in Avon Park is looking for a cleaning technician. Previous housekeeping or cleaning experience preferred but not required. Candidates will not be considered without a resume of work history. Ridge Area Arc in Avon Park is looking for a resale donation associate. A high school diploma or GED is required, along with passing a drug test, level 2 background screening, and having a valid driver's license with a clean 3-year driving record. And Mid-Florida Credit Union Wauchula is looking for a peak time teller. Qualified candidates will possess excellent service and communication skills, a history of meeting or exceeding sales expectations, a high school diploma or GED, and previous cash handling experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 79 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 68 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 70%, winds east at 16.1 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.08 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:40 a.m. Eastern Time. Rest of today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Windy with highs in the mid-80s, east winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on out to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Expo, the annual trade show with educational seminars for vegetable and specialty crop growers, has decided to forego its 2020 event. Hosted at the Gulf Coast Research and Educational Center, the Florida Ag Expo is an annual one-day gathering of growers and industry members. Due to the pandemic, event officials tell agrimarketing.com we have canceled this year's Florida Ag Expo, but look forward to next year's expo, November 17th. Facing lower than expected or wanted prices, many Georgia pecan growers are putting theirs in warehouses or cold storage until the price settles and they can get them moved and sold. According to AgFacts.com, growers are currently busy trying to stay ahead of the weather and getting pecans off the trees. The season got off to an early start and growers are not yet ready to push the panic button, hoping to see the export market open up a bit. Blueberries have been growing at a rapid clip at retail, according to the United Fresh Produce Association's Fresh Facts second quarter report. According to thepacker.com, Fresh Facts reported sales of $584 million, up 10.6% from the second quarter of 2019 and 17.1% from 2 years ago. Retail blueberry volume sold in the second quarter was 159 million pounds, up 6.9% from last year and 19.8% from 2018.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Yesterday, we reported on research being done at the University of Florida for an integrated pest management approach to controlling Asian citrus psyllid, the insect vector for citrus greening disease.
So the overall goal of the project is to identify the very best combination of BT, those bacterial pesticidal proteins, and gene silencing RNAs so that we can downstream deliver both of them from either the citrus plant or a trap plant that could be used in the field.
That's Dr. Bryony Bonning, who's in the Department of Entomology and Nematology at the University of Florida. In order to apply their biological control, one method they're using is planting Indian curry as a trap plant for the pest.
This plant flushes repeatedly. That means it produces lots of young green leaves that are super attractive to the psyllids. And so the concept is that if you planted these plants around an orchard, that incoming psyllids would be highly attracted to them, would feed on those plants, and the silencing RNA and the BT pesticidal protein would kill the psyllid before they even made it into the orchard.
Bonning emphasized that multiple approaches will be needed to control this catastrophic disease.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. American employers added 638,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell to 6.9%, a better outcome than economists were expecting. They had predicted employers would grow their payrolls by just 580,000 jobs. Japanese automaker Honda reports profits rose 23% in the last quarter, despite the pandemic that has slammed businesses around the globe. Tokyo-based Honda Motor Company says its July through September profit was $2.3 billion as the auto market started to rebound in some parts of the world. CVS Health has picked its next president and CEO from among its current roster of executives. The company says veteran insurance executive Karen Lynch will replace Larry Merlo, who plans to retire on February 1st. With business, Samrich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Packers close out the first half with a big win over the 49ers.
The 49ers have been injury-plagued and also had four players on the COVID-19 list. As a result, the Packers steamrolled the 49ers 34-17. Aaron Rodgers was 25 of 31 for 305 yards and four touchdowns with a rating of 147.2.
That's the NFL in 2020. Obviously, they've got hit with the injury bug a lot more than you usually see. But it's still football. It still feels great to win. It was good to be 6-2 at the halfway point, first in the division.
Devontae Adams had 10 catches for 173 yards and a touchdown. Nick Mullins struggled at times but finished 22 of 35 for 291 yards and threw a 41-yard touchdown pass to Richie James Jr. Ryan Leong, Santa Clara.
This is SRN Sports. NBA news, the player representatives have voted to support the notion of starting this coming season, December 22nd. That's the date the league has been targeting in its talks about how and when to get teams back on the floor for a planned 72-game campaign. The player vote is just one part of the process. Amongst the primary matters now to be determined, how much more escrow will be taken from the players because of the shorter season, and how the league and players will navigate testing and other health and safety issues amid the ongoing pandemic. All that has to be worked out before the plans for next season truly become official. College football, Syracuse junior defensive back Trill Williams is following former star safety Andre Sisco out the door. Williams says he's opting out of the remainder of the 2020 season and will enter the 2021 NFL draft. He played in 28 games for Syracuse at 93 tackles, 4 interceptions, and 3 forced fumbles. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: I have a simple philosophy. Fill what is empty, empty what is full, and scratch where it itches. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.